my man wear two hats, DJ Digital, the Selector, DJ Digital Love.
Come and do it.
DigiLove.
DigiLove, man. Yeah. DigiLove. And you tapping in, tuning in to One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz.
On CJSF 90.1 FM.
Oh, man. And we had, yo, man, you know, shout out to Shorty that called earlier, you know what I mean, tapping in. Yo, we appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? And that goes for anybody who's tapping in. If you want to call in and you want to talk with us and come on air, you know, we could do that. We can build. You know, we definitely talk a lot about different things. And it's always, you know, it's always open to hear other people's opinions, just as long as you keep it clean. And you know, don't use no profanity and just come with some intelligence. And if that's the case, then yeah, you could get up on air and talk, right? But if not, we cutting you like the hydro. You know what I'm saying? Don't, you know, we cutting it like the budget. 66 million. 61 billion, pardon itself, you know what I'm saying? You know, so. Yeah, man, it's been very interesting. Caller! Peace. Oh, who's that? Peace, you there? Yeah, who's calling in? I know who it is. I just want the listeners to know.
You got the green on?
Mm-hmm.
Peace, can you hear me?
What's going on?
Go ahead, K-Sweet. Call back in. Yeah, man. So, hey, man, the phone lines is ringing tonight.
Yes, sir.
And that's what we like, man. We want, like I said before, we want to build with y'all, man. We having a little bit of technical difficulty with the phone, but you know. So, what's another fascinating thing that happened this year? Man, give me something good, Guilty. I know you got something in there.
Oh, there
we go.
There it is.
Peace. Can you hear?
Oh, we didn't hear that, but we heard that.
We heard loving it. No, yes. I heard her say, DJ Digital's the spins. You're spinning, you're loving it, right? Is that what you said? K-Sweet.
Man, our rotary phone is not working well tonight.
Our phone is not working well tonight, you know.
Rotary.
That's okay. We still running some real fire tunes, though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Dropping some fire tunes.
Yeah, so everybody be safe for this holiday season here, you know? And what happened this year? What's something that's pretty crazy?
What about the, the Grammys? Jigga was going off on the Grammys.
Oh, yeah, refresh my memory, dude.
Oh, well, he was clowning on people. You know, because Beyonce didn't get a Grammy and all these other people was getting the Grammys. Yeah, it was interesting.
I heard about that. That's right.
It was most definitely interesting.
Flexing,
right? And there's a conspiracy right now kind of going around, right? That he don't want, that he wants Kendrick to perform that joint at the Super Bowl. And because he may have some kind of issue with Lil Wayne and Drizzy, you know?
Mm.
So, I mean, it is definitely... I was having this conversation with somebody today. Somebody calls you a pedophile on, you know, to the world. And then, you know, they're going to perform that in front of the world one of the world stages. How would you feel if someone was doing that to you?
Well, there's two of them having a 17-year girl up on
17-year-old girl
up on stage and like, ooh, like, you know, like, I mean, you know, the things he said was just like, whoa, bro, how can you say that, bro? She told you she was 17, you know? Right? I don't know, man. I mean, I'm not dissing nobody. I'm just saying, you know?
Is that, I mean...
I seen the video myself, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess in the eyes of the law, it's not illegal, right? Because isn't it 16 out here?
Oh, that's right. You know, I'm old school, man.
Oh, man, I know. We old school, too, bro. I understand.
It's 18, right?
I understand that, you know? And that's what I mean, right? Like, you know, in the law's eyes, you know, that's legal. So he ain't really doing nothing wrong. I'm sure in some people's eyes, he's doing a whole lot wrong. Right? And, you know, it's interesting how the government, you know, is making 16 legal. Like, bro, I was 16. I wasn't a legal age, you know, doing things that adults are doing. You know what I'm saying? And I, you know, I'm not saying all of us went through that, but there is a percentage of us who were, you know, 16, drinking, doing all these things, right?
Thinking most definitely.
Thinking we're adults, right? It's crazy, right? Because there's babies having babies at that age, right?
Yeah.
And so what? Does that make that legal now? I don't know. I don't think so, in my opinion, right? That's just not how I would get down, right?
It's getting grimier and grimier.
That's, I mean, shoot. In the medieval times, if a girl had her period, she was, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was real grimy back then.
Well, kids are having a period of 10 and all that stuff.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
old now, right?
Like, that's, you know, I don't know. Is that part of civilization or is that just some offside stuff? But, you know, these things happen, right? These things happen. And I just think that, it's, yeah, 16 years old. I mean,
to me, that just seems a little young, right?
I mean, yeah. What makes you attracted to a 16-year-old if you're a grown man? You know what I'm saying? My opinion. What makes you attracted to that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? 4.5 billion women on the earth. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know? So, it's...
But a lot of guys are intimidated by, you know, women their age or older women, man. They're intimidated.
Well, I mean, you know, fix yourself, man, so you don't have to feel intimidated, so you go for children. Man. That don't make sense. I can't subscribe to that one. You know, like, you're intimidated. I mean, shoot. There's women out there that are, you know, available. You know what I'm saying? Women. That's the key word. Not girls. Right? Women. Right? So, you know, in my eyes, it's like, nah, man, that's like an unsaid rule. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's an unsaid rule, right? I'm not sitting here and saying, you know, is he doing anything wrong? Hey, man, I'm not you. You're doing your own thing. You know what I'm saying? You're your own man. So I ain't going to sit here and be the judge and the executioner, right?
And back to that video, I don't know what state he was in or where he was and what's the legal age of that state, right?
So. Yeah, for sure, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many variables, right? But it's a interesting, you know, like a question, like, what would you do in that, you know, there, right? Because, I mean, even watching 50, watching, you know, a 50 interview, and he said, you know, I mean, in a rap battle, you know, everything's, you know.
Anything goes.
Anything goes, right? So, it's, and then, you know, he said something interesting, too. He's like, do you really think that Kendrick is, you know, taking money from him? Highly doubt it. You know what I'm saying?
Or just fattening his pockets, right?
I mean, you know, I'm like, we don't exactly, right? It's like so many people, and apparently I heard today that I'm not saying this is true, that's allegedly, right, is that that bar wasn't even directed to Drizzy. It was directed to Drizzy's man. And then...
Oh, that bar?
That bar. Now, the sources, you know, you can't really trust them because you don't know, right? Because, for example, when people thought that Rosé ended up getting knocked out in T.O., that was here, right?
Yeah.
and people were pushing that narrative, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, causing this confusion and chaos, right?
That kind of got quiet, eh?
Yeah. I mean, that's something else that happened in 2024, people. Rick Ross ended up getting jumped in Vancouver.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely a statement, that's for sure.
Oh, my. I mean, you know, Van City's not soft, man.
Mm-hmm.
Van City is not
soft.
No, it
is not.
So, you know, there's, yeah, it's just very interesting, right? So much money being played with on the table. Apparently Universal actually doesn't want to pay him out for that $400 million.
What do you mean they don't want to pay him out? Is there a contract?
Well, he recouped that money. They gave him that money, recouped it, sold it, but then I guess they owe him more money for the film after that.
Mm.
So, allegedly. And not there, so I don't know. Completely.
Yeah.
Right? It's, I think it's easy to be absolute, right? Yeah, it's absolute. But how can you show or prove it? We can't.
Yeah, unless you're there.
Right? You can't. Everything is, unless you was there, I mean, really, unless there's, you know, 100 solid pieces of evidence, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And many different, people showing and proving something. Well, then I think, you know, you could be safe to say that that's true, that's a fact, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to this, what these celebrities are doing and all this stuff, I mean, think how many whistleblowers in the past, even in, on the whole NASA side and the whole space side, the governmental side, you know, all these things where whistleblowers just end up going missing or end up dying, you know? Jaggy is very aggressive. And in a few years prior to today, I think she would have got clipped.
Could have been possible.
Like, I mean, it could be possible.
And it still ain't over, right?
And it ain't over yet. You know what I'm saying? It's just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting started, man. So, it's just interesting. 2024, man, has been a very interesting year. And I'm entertained, but I'm also, you know, cautious and aware of what's going on. And I really would like to see what happens next year in 2025. And, you know, we got a lot of good things. I mean, even especially with One Order, right? We coming out with a lot of projects next year. You know what I'm saying? We got the Supreme Order Collective. You know, produced by my man Curb the Kid. Shout out to Curb the Kid if you listening. You know what I'm saying? Curb and Nicole. You know, lots of love to you. And the cats. Can't forget the cats.
Never forget the cats.
You know what I'm saying? Working on a project with my man King Wise. You know, and yeah, man, that project's gonna be crazy because it's, you know, we coming through with some movie styles, definitely with that project. And and then I know my man's Guilty Black gonna be coming and dropping some things too. And I definitely, you know, collabing with my brother here, got some hot tunes. Some hot tunes.
Mm-hmm.
In the chamber.
Oh yeah.
Enter the 36 chambers.
What's that when you put the wine in the you crush the grapes and put the wine in the bottle, man. What's it called? Fermenting.
Mm. You
know? There's a lot of fermenting coming out, man. It's going to taste nice, man.
Oh, absolutely, baby. Something like some sweet champagne, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, man. And shout out to all of the artists that we got to interview this year, like my man K-Ski.
That was blessed.
You know what I'm saying? First official One Order Radio 6 o'clock Blitz interview. And he got to play some of his new joints, Pray for New Drew. And we dropped that. We did the premiere of Ultra Magnetic October 16th. Y'all go check that show out. You know what I'm saying? That's on the CJSF site. Most definitely. You know what I mean? You can preview all the shows that we've done this year. And We had that interview with Junk, you know, shout out to Junk, you know what I'm saying? That was a
fire interview.
Very fire interview. Check that out if y'all like Junk, local hip-hop artist, really doing his thing. Definitely dope. And then we had, you know what I'm saying, La Vida Loca Hantes, you know what I'm saying, on November 27th. She was a definitely great, great interviewee, and just getting to hear her story. And yeah, man, it's incredible, you know, this platform, what we got here, what we doing, you know. And you, the listener, we just want to, you know, always send our hats off to you and our love, you know what I'm saying? Because look, man, we do this for you, you know what I mean? We do this for y'all, right? We do this for the youth, we do this for the adults, we do it for anybody. If you you know, a doctor, lawyer, nurse, you know, rapper, singer, actor, you know, even if you work at Tim Hortons, wherever, you know what I'm saying? This is for you, you know what I mean? This is for you, you know? Come and get your daily dose of that good hip-hop. You know what I mean?
And uncut.
Yeah, man, that raw and uncut, you know what I mean? And so, yeah, like, this year's been dope, man. There's been a lot of different waves, man, different waves and different things happening. And yeah, man, I just want to say most definitely shout out to the youth here on the campus, man. You know, I'm sure going through school is not the easiest thing. You got exams, you got all these different pressures as a youth and whatnot, and you know, young adult. And the youth is apparently like 26 now. That's a youth. That's up to the year, the 26, either 24 or 26. So.
Well, they said it was up to 35.
Oh, was it 35?
Some countries have it up to 35.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, shoot. Man, you still, yeah, man. If you a youth and you need some, you know, there's some resources out there for you. You know what I mean? There's lots, you know, especially for the youth that are homeless. You know what I mean? There's lots of resources out there, you know, for you to check out. Covenant House, you know, there's different places that can help you. And so I just want to shout out you guys because, you know, it's not easy being in the streets. It's not easy dealing with the pressures of life, dealing with your parents, dealing with society, everybody wanting you to be what they want you to be, and you know, and it's really about collectively being individuals, you know. That's what it really comes down to with unity, man, you know what I'm saying? A little bit of uniformity is okay. Right, it's a structure, but we all have to be our own individuals and not be what people want us to be. You know what I'm saying? It's about finding our own, finding out who we are, right? And so yeah, I want to shout out to all the youth out there in the streets, man, because like I said, it's not easy. I was a youth one time. You know, I definitely been some places in my life. I have some experiences, and you know. It's been a crazy year. So definitely to all everybody out there, you know, stay warm, right? Please stay warm, you know, and continue to work, right? Work at what you're trying to do for your own life. And yeah, man, it's been a crazy 2024. So yo, Digi, let's run a couple of more tunes.
All right.
On the Amen corner I stood, staring at my former hood, a land of gods where the mosque towers above the ghost of Leon's barbecue, a city of contraband and contradictions. The horns of Louis Armstrong wrestle with the devils, while fireworks compete with gunshots on a hot summer night. Back in the day, we made the pilgrimage from the deep south to our Mecca, the South Side.
Yeah, from behind the burglar bars in my mama's backyard, I watched his passing cars stop the trap hard. Black stones and Muslim garb, leaving the mosque from Juma not far. From Minister Farrakhan, the students of Master Fard. Drive-by shootings, rapid fire Uzis, cars pumping the Fugees. We smoke loose squares, not Lucy's. Home of the barbershop movies, gunshots left his cap red like a Sufi. Storefront churches next to the chicken shop, across the street from the liquor spot. That's juxtaposition, Ock. 32 shots in my clock on. Listen to Fox, my middle finger to cops. Dead ops, but we live on these blocks. Grand rocks for delivery. No electricity, the middle of December, but the city be hot. The magic and the misery, I seen it all vividly. The South Side.
It's just a another South Side story. The hope, the soul, the folks, the moles, the South Side. Yeah. It's just another South Side story. Where you at?
Staring out the window with a green line train, I dreamed I'd see my name on the wall. I was enthralled by street fame. Dope fiends going through withdrawal, deep pains. White boys shooting fentanyl in green veins. Hood films by D Gaines showed the world Chief Keith Bane. Many streets the same. Bodies fall when the seasons change. And sure it's Easter sprain. My dear, pray for me in Jesus' name. I don't end up in the hands of the police or slain. Sorry, Granny, I got peas to slain. Cause I need the 3-point leader on the V6 range. Black Jesus with the VVs in the chain, just for relief from the pain. I'm seeing my dog on that dog food, tweaking the game, reaching. I only feel peace when I'm praying. If I could wash my sins, I'd sleep in the rain on the South Side.
It's just another South Side story. The hope, the soul.
We found God in the devil's Bible. We thrive in survival. We change quarter water to wine. We face court orders and fines for gang signs. It's tribal, K-9s divide you. CIA supply you. Let every day surprise you. We speak truth cause we've been lied to. We make possible out impossible. We keep faith cause they denied you. Basic humanity, use the God in me to guide you. This the two cities of Chicago. One in a state of illusion. The other, the state keep refusing various resources. So the only recourse is to take your pipe to school. Cause the school to prison pipeline is designed by standardized testing. And a disinvestment in the arts has hardened Shorty's hearts. So they bang fist to chest and resist arrest. He did 15 months, took 15 steps. Took a nice short breath.
Hey man, check it out.
Spectac and Amar. Yo, relax your mind. Relax your mind. Relax your mind. Relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Relax your mind. Relax your mind. Relax your mind. Relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Relax your mind and let your conscience be free. And get down to the sounds of Amari. On the grind, my friend, only one can win is what Foster told me. The silver lining playbook, I'm now in OG. Cats still asking, are we back? We don't keep. Cats still asking, do we rap? We go see. Cats wanting out what it is, it's gonna be. Yo. A long time coming, this life we all learning. Speak to exist, I don't preach every sermon. Spec living the life, I grab me a wife. Yeah. Still rocking 9 to 5, don't just believe the hype. Fresh with the dress, lace down with the next. I'm still rocking with my man, yeah, he's suspect. But when we connect, we make some of the best. Am I lying, Spec?
Indeed, that's correct.
Yo, what you expect from the duo, but respect? That's my brother for my nothers. Yeah. None without the other. Yo, what I discovered on the real, we did so much without ever having a deal. But still, we inspired. A lot got tired. Yeah. Some have a tie, but yet, we're admired by our peers. And the younger generation cats still asking for beats, and I'm still making.
Come on,
can't keep wasting time. I've been patient, waiting for that moment. But until I'm just saying, yeah, we got that bang, still right to swing. I'll be doing this till my last breath. I won't change.
Come on, relax your mind. Relax your mind. Relax your mind. Relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Relax your mind. Relax your mind. Relax your mind. Relax your mind.
Indeed, that's correct. I'm the spectacular, abstract vernacular. Amari does the driving, I'm the shotgun passenger. Y'all forgot about me like the Orangeburg Massacre. My nastier Nas like flows is like astronauts. Out of sight, out of mind, out of space. This bird box delivery is done from a quiet place. Three-story crib, elevator, and a staircase. Both beams paid for, the stocks look great. My options are big, keeping food on the plate. I carried my whole state when Kid Capri had the mixtapes. So get your fucking hands off of me, you stinking ape. Still drink my Kool-Aid, great planning to sneak to exotic places. My wife, she amazing. Both of us butt bone naked out in Croatia. Then we get dressed up, Pumas and a blazer. She's in Christian Louboutins with the nails done. Face deep like the streets we used to break on. Looking like Beyonce, I'm blacker than Akon. Yeah, yeah, so relax.
Relax your mind.
Relax your mind. Relax your mind. Relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Relax your mind. Relax your mind. Relax your mind. Relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Relax your mind. Relax your mind. Relax your mind. Relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Free.
Yeah. Yo, let me check my watch to see if I got time. Check a sucker MC or a hater on fire, boy. I be switching up the flow, you know my QB style. Don't front, had a thug, don't pull that foul. I was raised by lions, Serengeti in the wild. Get your food, raw meat, savage blood in your mouth. Styling, wowing, shining, grinding. You on the sidelines looking like a herb. Talking shit about a hitter who don't put you out the dirt. Bird, I don't need your bars or your whack ass verse. Filthy ass niggas always playing in the dirt. I'll be knocking down your doors like an FBI search. Everybody wanna touch the cloth of greatness, even if it means they suck dick on occasions. Everybody friends, fake shit is contagious. See, I come up on my own, don't be asking for favors. See, 10 toes down, I salute to the pavement. I'm my own man, move with authority, patience.
Yo, son, it's only about you keeping the whole band on my team. Nerd, nerd.
I won't knock your hustle, do what you do, yeah. Starving for that limelight and leave ya, yeah. Don't ever, ever get this shit confused, yeah. We gon' rise and grind, win or lose, yeah. We on time with it, all the time with it. With your hands side to side, one time with it. Even on Thug King Flow, blow your mind with it. QB to Paris, we. Don't get set up, keep your head up. Don't get wet up, street laws, this is life. Don't get slipping, listen. I don't need 100 goons around me. Just one heart braver than the ones that surround me. Yeah, counteract solutions. The mentality like pollutions. Dirty birds, karma spilling on the curbs, leaking. Peace, Lord, just be careful what you're speaking. News travel faster than the TMZ deacon. Word got around that you can't be trusted. And who would ever think that you would spread like mustard? That everything's a go, Fendi hats off from all. Elevated take you straight to that top floor, faded. New narrative is complicated. And if you fuck with him, then you out of the game, man. Fuck else is new, sucking shit is surrounding. So I bought a new clip in the old ass county, haters. I won't knock your hustle, do what you do, yeah. Starving for that limelight and leave ya, yeah. Don't ever, ever get this shit confused, yeah. We gon' rise and grind, win or lose, yeah. We on time with it, all the time with it. With your hands side to side, one time with it. Even on Thug King Flow, blow your mind with it. QB to Paris, we.
Peace, y'all. It's Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams, with DJ Digital and Guilty Black. You now tapping in with One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. We here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m., 90.1 FM. That's CJSF, Burnaby SFU. And you were just listening to Vic Menza and Common. Well, that was the first track we ran, Southside. Man, that joint was crazy, bro. And then you had Spectac and my man Amari. Come through with the Relax, and then you had that DJ King Flow with Imam Thug. Yo, win or lose, man. And that's what we do over here. We play the hot joints, so we just want to send a shout out. You know what I'm saying?
Quick shout out. Very quick.
Go ahead.
Oh, me? Oh, shoot. Okay, yo. Shout out to my sons and everybody else. Have a Merry Christmas, happy seasoning and everything, and enjoy the food.
And y'all gonna listen.
Be healthy.
Yeah, no doubt. And the next track, the next program that's gonna be coming on is Jazz Boulevard. So y'all definitely stay tuned for that. If y'all like the jazz, man, you know what I'm saying? This is Hard Body Dreams. Peace to all my family, you know, the gods, the earths, all the youth, everybody in the city of the 604. You know what I mean? Make sure that y'all stay safe. You know what I mean? Treat each other with love. And bring in, the new year with peace and love on your mind.
That's beautiful, brother.
And with that, we say peace.
Peace out.